deep, booming click sounded. The door swung inward. Inside, there were rows and rows of small shelves. Brass containers sat on the shelves, many in various stages of tarnish. Wendy put her backpack down and pulled out the urn we'd brought along. Balthazar's name, birth date, and death date were engraved on the vessel. With quiet respect and love, she walked to the nearest stone shelf and put the urn on top of it, next to her mother and father's urns.
"There you go, Mama," Wendy whispered. "Your big brother is here to protect you along with Daddy."
She touched a fingertip to her parents' urns.
"You'll all take care of each other now."
She turned to look, tears glimmering in her eyes. I crouched in front of her. "You know they're always with you, right?" I said, touching her chest. "Right here." Wendy nodded.
"It's just hard."
"I know it is," I said. "I lost almost my entire pack to disease. I lost friends, family, loved ones. It was awful. And it took a long time for me and the surviving pack members to get over it. That's part of why I was excited when your uncle offered me a spot at the academy. I could get a fresh start. I could learn and grow."
"I'm glad you came,"
Wendy said, openly crying now.
"I'm glad too," I said, tears stinging my own eyes. "I got my very best friend ever out of the deal." You mean me?"
Chuckling, I wiped my eyes with the back of my hand. "Well, yeah, I mean you."